Grand Paradiso National Park, Valsavolange Visitor Centre. Grand Paradiso National Park was the first Italian park of its kind to be created back in 1922. It covers a mountain area of around 70,000 hectares, comprising in the Orco and the Sono valleys in Piemont and the Cogna, Reims and Valsavolange valleys in Val d'Aosta. The imposing Grand Paradiso Massif, known in the past as the Grand Parois, is the only mountain rising to over 4,000 metres above sea level to be completely inside Italian borders. The park ranges from 700 metres above sea level at the valley bottom to 4,061 metres above sea level at the peak of the Grand Paradiso. The vast larch and fir forest, the meadows, the rocks and the glaciers create an ideal habitat for alpine flora and fauna, as well as enabling visitors to experience the excitement and direct contact with the natural environment of the Alps. The Valsavolange Visitor Centre focuses on the large and small predators found within the park. The lynx, which comes from the Valais Canton, is known to be present in the park on a non-permanent basis. It has also been ascertained that there is a pair of wolves in the park. The centre examines the disappearance of the lynx in Europe and its slow recolonisation from the 1970s onwards. The small predators include the weasel, the stoat, the stone marten, the pine marten and the fox, which are permanently found in the park. The centre provides information on their physical characteristics, size, diet and lifestyles. It also looks at the prey of these animals and the relationships between the physical and behavioural characteristics of the park's herbivores. The natural environments in the Valsavolange area are reconstructed using 3D models, and other multimedia information systems are also available to visitors. One of the four 3D models reproduces the marmot's den. This herbivore is present in the park in large numbers, both during the summer and during the winter hibernation period. The centre's multi-purpose room hosts temporary exhibitions and events. Hikers can follow a stretch of the Alta Via No. 2, a path involving several days of hiking, which also passes through Valsavolange. Guided tours of the park are also available.